So what's going on over here? How can I help you, sir?
Are we supposed to all be, like...
I thought you were talking to my wife. Did you have something to say?
No, I'm just listening to what they're talking
about. I looked over. I saw you talking to her. Do you have any questions or anything I can help you with?
Correcting her because she's feeding these gals.
Really? What did she say that wasn't true?
Okay, I'm not going to start anything with
you. Well, you were talking to my wife, so talk to me. What did she say that isn't true according to the Word of God?
If the enemy has only you two to bring to this organization,
the enemy? So we're preaching, I'm preaching the doctrines and the oracles of God, and we're the enemy? You just said if the enemy only has these two. How many did Noah have before God judged the earth because of its sin?
In my mouth. And just because you can quote probably most of the Bible doesn't make you any more of a believer than any person here.
But Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. You're not living by the word of God here.
Doesn't make you any more saved than anyone here.
Absolutely. If you're in the word of God, it makes you the hope of gives you the hope of salvation. What these people have is a false hope because they're following, as I just read. Romans 16:17 says, unless you're in sound doctrine.
Out of complete context.
Out of context? It says, avoid those who teach division contrary to doctrine you have learned.
You guys are preaching division right here.
Oh, yeah, of course we're teaching division because it's against the doctrines of the man-made churches. We're against the doctrines of the man-made churches. Does the Bible tell me to deal with mockers? Okay, I won't deal with you either, so.
I'm not a mocker, but when
I won't deal with you either, then.
People teaching, especially our youth and our children, incorrect.
Teaching our youth and our children incorrect. Let's see. Let's see. David Crowder's here. He's linked to Roman Catholicism and mystic prayer, contemplative prayer. And he's worried about us teaching false doctrine.
I haven't seen him do this to anybody yet.
Haven't seen me do what to anybody?
Turn your back to somebody.
Oh, I did it yesterday. I turned my back on mockers all the time. The Bible tells me to.
Why can't you talk to the guy? Talk to the guy.
Because I don't talk to people who make excuses for sin and people that make up false doctrine.
Excuses for sin.
Sure.
And false doctrine.
Sure you are. Because what you're saying is not rooted in God's word.
Absolutely.
Name one Bible verse to show what we've said is unbiblical. Name one. Name one Bible verse. I'm making an audio. Name one Bible verse to name what I've said is unbiblical or my wife.
Jesus didn't come to the world to judge and condemn it. He came to seek and save you.
You're claiming Jesus here.
No, I'm telling you.
People are claiming Jesus. I preach to the world different than I preach to the false church. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees in the false church. Yep. Thank you. He did. He rebuked the Pharisees. I look at you guys as the Pharisees.
All they did was walk around preaching all of the Old Testament Leviticus law.
That's what they were supposed to preach.
Which is done. No, they weren't. Yeah, they preached it.
They were supposed to preach it. And today we preach the new covenant.
You're preaching it and you're not living it.
Oh, absolutely living it.
Oh, you're not?
I've come out of the world.
Neither one of you.
I've come out of the false.
These gals over here.
I've come out of the false man-made religion.
Incorrect information.
I've come out of living in sin. I can sin, but I don't live in it. I don't practice it. I've come out of the false church system, which is anywhere from Roman Catholic to Baptist, Lutheran, Mennonite, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness.
So
name one, and they're
here,
all made of man.
If Jesus was here, would he be doing
exactly if Jesus was here, he would rebuke city sin on a hill. Just like he rebuked them in John 2.
Okay.
He made a whip in John 2 for the people
Explain
that were money changers.
This is what your wife was telling these gals that were paying to go worship?
Yes, Jesus made a whip against that in John 2.
Okay. So
people
ask,
making money.
Let's bring this down. If we're not going to go pay, who is going to pay for the city to let us use their park? Who is going to pay for the city to run all of this stuff? Who is going to pay
please don't
to
hit my sign.
God's word?
Please don't hit my sign. Please
Who's
don't hit
going
my
to
sign.
Pay to spread God's word through music?
God's word gets
worship
spread by his true people. God's word
anything.
Gets spread by his true people preaching the gospel. John Crowder became a millionaire.
You can preach to one person.
I could preach. I preach to thousands of people a week. I preach to thousands of people a week, and they preach a false doctrine. They preach a false doctrine. Jesus said a puny few are going to find eternal life, sir. Ask Noah how many were with him before God judged the word and flood. Because you bring up the same thing.
You study these certain parts of the Bible that you can throw.
Name a topic, I'll take it to you biblically. Name a topic, I'll tell you about it biblically.
That we don't know.
Name a topic.
Background in.
You can name a topic.
And spew
Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. You're all worldly. And he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're following the world and false religion. That would be Mark 7, Matthew 15.
Let me ask you this. My personal relationship with Jesus on what I'm
by your fruit. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. I can see the fruit of this place. Yeah, thank you. Once again, you confirmed it. We know a tree by its fruit.
Blind leader that you can't hear the
really truth. I'm quoting scripture and you guys are waiting to listen to a mystic contemplative guy. And I'm the blind guy. No, I know what scripture says. Scripture's illuminated me to the truth.
So you don't live in this world. Is that what you're saying?
I'm in the world. I'm not of the world. I don't practice the world's ways that are sinful. I do drive a car, but it's not sinful. Right? I do use technology for the gospel, but I don't watch porn and movies. So I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Because people always say you can't use a phone, you can't use this.
Because you know what that is? That's a Bible in my pocket.
Exactly. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. The problem is people are using it for a lot of worldly, carnal things. Okay. They're using it for Netflix. They're using it to watch Packer Nation.
So this is just your tool for worldly, carnal things? Telling all
no, this is my tool to lift up Jesus Christ and preach the gospel. And preach the doctrines of God.
So you're going to look up another couple Bible verses to throw at all of us that we can't.
I'm just reading scripture and doing Bible lessons over there. I'll be doing it all day to warn people that you're living in sin. And Jesus said to go and sin no more in John many times, several times he said it.
You and your wife are all the enemy has for us. We are doing so
actually,
awesome.
Actually, the enemy is here. This is his venue. Satan has entered religion. He's entered the ecumenical places. Test yourself to the Word of God. Loving our neighbor, lifting up the Holy Scriptures. Even when you read the Scriptures, people have a problem with that. So we just want to lift up the Scriptures today. We'll get to another one.